Well, Glenn Pitts, it's definitely Christmas time.
It sure is. The bells are ringing and the lights are on.
And, you know, I don't care who you are, whether you're Paul McCartney, the Beatles, or Mel Blanc, or some lowly church choir in some small town, someplace in America, Christmas brings out the singing. Have you noticed?
It all means the same, no matter who you are or where you are.
Now, the interesting thing about this doing this Christmas special with you, Glenn, is that, you know, you get a feel about somebody. You can't be all bad if you like Christmas, can you?
No, you can't. You know, this is my first Christmas with you.
Well, now let's not get too sentimental about
it. That's nice.
You and I are about the same age. I'm a little older than you. But I don't. We're all radio groupies from when we grew up. That's how we got in broadcasting, you know.
Oh yeah.
And we used to listen to all those major radio stations back there when there weren't many stations before FM. And could you pick up WLS out there out of Chicago?
Yes, back when we had the night propagation and you could hear the East Coast. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I mean, at one time it's hard to believe, but these radio stations covered almost the entire country.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And as a small boy, I used to listen to all the Chicago stations here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and dream about working in major market radio. And the interesting thing is I never worked in Chicago. I did work in L.A. and the San Francisco markets and Las Vegas and Oklahoma City, but I never really made it to Chicago. But one of my favorite stations up there was WBBM, the CBS station.
I've heard of them.
They were going, this is WBBM, the showmanship station. And they had on Sunday nights, and to show you how much of an impression this makes on somebody, a guy named Hal Stark was the announcer. And at 9:30 at night, on Sunday nights, they would have the Mahalia Jackson Show. And the Mahalia Jackson Show would be gospel music. She was a gospel singer there in Chicago.
Yes.
And she would get with it. And I notice you have a Mahalia Jackson tune for us.
We do. And, you know, she really intermingled with some very, very important people in her career. In fact, she sang at John F. Kennedy's presidential inauguration. And she also sang at Dr. Martin Luther King's funeral.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was the voice of gospel music for a long time.
Right. And, you know, she's no longer with us. She died in January of 1972. Shortly after her final concert in Germany.
Mahalia Jackson, not only a star in this country, but around the world. And here she is with a great version of Joy to the World.
And wonders of his love,
Joy to the World by Haya Jackson.
That voice puts chills on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Oh, she is wonderful.
You know, when we do Christmas shows, we clown around a lot and we have a lot of fun, but we need to get back to the real meaning of Christmas, as they say.
Yeah, this song definitely had that seriousness in it.
Well, this next group here, Mannheim Steamroller, interesting sound, and first time I became acquainted with them, believe it or not, was Rush Limbaugh was using this as bumpers during the Christmas season. I'm talking like 1993, 94.
Right. I think he probably is what kicked them off.
Mm-hmm. You have a song by them here, and it's an interesting tune.
This is a beautiful tune. This is every bit as good as what Mahalia Jackson did.
So let's go ahead and continue the mood then. Well, Merry Christmas, Glenn Pitts.
Well, thank you, Jerry Pippin. Merry Christmas to you.
On behalf of Sue Hansen, our in-studio producer, this is Jerry Pippin, and we appreciate you listening to our Christmas special. Glenn Pitts is out in Stockton, California, and he's left us an audio Christmas card for tonight.
Hello, this is Glenn Pitts, host of The Forgotten Oldies, wishing everyone at KBIX a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.